USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
New York City oil refiner John Catsimatidis told Fox Business President Biden should open up the oil spigots as a fast fix on the energy woes hurting Americans every day.
He wants to fly to Saudi Arabia and beg the Saudi Arabians to give us another 500,000 barrels at $120 a barrel. Does that make any sense at all? It makes no sense.
Mr. Catsimatidis said the price per barrel would drop in half soon after the oil spigots opened. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was meeting with his cabinet this morning and trying to patch up his relationship after surviving a no-confidence vote overnight. Johnson needed the backing of 180 of the 359 conservative lawmakers in a secret ballot. He got that and more, and will continue to rule. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keep Fair. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Top Gun producers may not have had the rights to the story is a claim the original owners from the 1980s film proclaim.
The studio behind the summer blockbuster film Top Gun Maverick is facing a lawsuit over copyright infringement. In a suit filed against Paramount Pictures, the family of the author, whose article inspired the original 1986 film, said the studio failed to reacquire the rights. The family claims the film was finished after they reclaimed the article's copyright in January 2020. They're seeking unspecified damages and to block Paramount from distributing Maverick or other Top Gun sequels. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
With 31 monkeypox cases confirmed in 12 states and the District of Columbia, Center for Disease Control officials maintain the overall risk level remains low. Unlike COVID, intimate contact for the most part is required for monkeypox to spread. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Louisiana's Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards said Monday he will call the legislature into special session soon to draw new maps for congressional district boundaries now that a federal judge has blocked use of maps that have only one majority black district.
That map needs to contain at least two minority districts, black majority districts, which is exactly what I said to you all, which is exactly what these people behind you said. And if you just do the math from June the 20th, and you know that once a call is issued, you have to have at least 7 days before you can go into that session. And it takes about 6 days or so, if everything is coordinated, to be able to pass the bill. Subtract that from June 20th, you know we're right at the doorstep. So what I can tell you is that in the next day or so, I will be issuing a call for a special session to do exactly what the Middle District of Louisiana has told us to do.
The judge expressed all maps must be done by June 20th. As hacker groups continue to exploit Windows Zero Day, that makes it unusually easy to execute malicious code on target computers, Microsoft is keeping mum and refusing to even say if it has plans to patch the vulnerability. Late last week, security firm Proofpoint said that hackers were exploiting the remote code execution vulnerability called Folina. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.